Images of South Africa. Johannesburg is the largest city in South Africa and the second largest in Africa. It is popular with tourists, but it has very high crime rates. There are high walls and electric fences protecting the homes of the rich. Close by is the township Soweto, where hundreds of young people were killed in an uprising in the 1970s. Today, tourists can cycle around here with a guide and learn about its history as well as life in the township today. Did you know that South Africa is the second largest exporter of fruit in the world? Apples, pears, mangoes, grapes, peaches, plums and citrus fruits are exported all over the globe. It is also one of the world's largest producers of wine. South Africa is famous for its wildlife. Kruger National Park is one of the largest game reserves in Africa, and you have a good chance of seeing the Big Five here. See Crossroads 8A. You can also see African penguins walking around on some of the beaches, and you can even see great white sharks. Tourists go out on boat trips to see them. You put on a wetsuit and go down into the water inside a cage, with your camera, of course. Cape Town is a very nice city. You can eat some amazing food here, and the atmosphere is very friendly. Then there is the cable car up to Table Mountain, one of Cape Town's top 10 attractions. The view is unbelievable. However, the cable car does not operate in bad weather, so if it gets very windy, you may have to walk all the way down. Or you could try paragliding all the way back to Cape Town, provided you have a license, of course. A few kilometres from Cape Town is Robben Island. Hundreds of thousands of tourists now visit the island every year, but for many years it was a prison for political prisoners. Its most famous prisoner was Nelson Mandela, the leader of the African National Congress, the ANC. This was an organisation which fought for equal rights. It was banned in 1960, and Nelson Mandela was sentenced to life imprisonment in 1964. During apartheid, blacks and whites in South Africa did not have equal rights. For example, blacks needed passports in order to enter white areas. There were also separate entrances for whites and non-whites to shops and public buildings. About 1.5 million blacks had to move from cities to rural townships, where they lived in extreme poverty. See Chapter 2. In 1989, the South African government finally accepted things had to change. Nelson Mandela was set free after 27 years in prison. Then a multiracial group, led by Mandela and President de Klerk, began working on a new constitution. In 1993, they were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for their work. Mandela and the ANC won the 1994 election, and Mandela became president of the new Republic of South Africa. 40 years of apartheid government were over, and a new era could begin. Mandela believed in forgiveness and reconciliation. He was determined to change South Africa into a multiracial democracy, and he succeeded. When he died in 2013, there was an official 10-day mourning period in South Africa. He was a much loved and highly respected man.